Good day, friends. It's Monday the 30th, and it's a joy to stop and to read the scriptures with the few or the group of us that would like to hear and to be connected each Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. I apologize for last Friday. A few things were taking place in my home, as my wife and daughter were needing to set up some permanent work arrangements here to be isolated out of safety, and my Friday got a little bit busy. I trust that over the weekend you were able to listen and watch our service online as we discover how to be connected. And I pray that the Lord will give us wisdom and use of being engaged together in a variety of ways. So I hope that you're doing that with one another, sending a text or sending a word of encouragement from friends at Como. But before we do and look at our text in the next step of Exodus, let's sit still and be rested in the peace of God, without activity, for a short time. Pick up the story in Exodus chapter 13, verse 17. They have finally left Egypt and begin their walk, heading, you'd think, north, eastward from Egypt towards the promised land. Pharaoh let the people go, and God did not lead them on the road through the Philistine country, though that was shorter. For God said, if they face war, they might change their minds and return to Egypt. So God let the people go around by the desert road towards the Red Sea. The Israelites went up out of Egypt ready for battle. Moses took the bones of Joseph with him because Joseph made the Israelites swear an oath and had said, God will surely come to your aid, and when you do, you must carry my bones up with you from this place. After leaving Succoth, they camped near Etham, on the edge of the desert. By day, the Lord went ahead of them in a pillar of cloud to guide them on their way, and by night, in a pillar of fire to lead them at night, so that they could travel by day or by night. Neither the pillar of cloud by day or the pillar of fire by night left its place in front of the people. What do we make of this little encounter or a little story, a significant story for them, but seems so small in our text of reading? I guess I could say that sometimes the paths that we want to travel on, or that seem the most shortest and obvious, may not be the right and the most deeper one that the Lord wants to take us on. It seems that the Philistinian people who had come in from the west and settled there had set up fortified cities. They were not the original inhabitants. And God knew that they weren't ready for that. Firstly, because they hadn't actually discovered what it was to be his people. So, yes, there are times when we think we know what the right direction is, but there may be a longer, more difficult one, which we think, but is actually what is the best for us. We also see a promise here that Joseph, there, our forefather who left with the 12 sons and his entourage of needs and family and livestock when there was famine. And the promise was that he would be taken out and buried in the country which was promised to his father and grandfather, Abraham and Isaac. So God keeps his promises and will do what he has planned in amongst the times that we don't understand. And we also see here the beginning of the guidance by a cloud and by a pillar of fire. In fact, this was noticed by the surrounding nations, something that was leading this mass group of people by day and by night. This idea of image of a cloud and fire being a divine leading of this group of people was not just seen and witnessed by the Israelites. Others had noticed that, and we may get to that in Numbers, I think, that pops up. So I guess what I can say here is that God knows the direction and the path we need to travel. And we need to trust him looking ahead, reading and discovering and listening to the Spirit, and not trying to choose the easiest one that we think. I guess the text that comes to mind as I read this, in all your ways acknowledge him and he will direct your path. So to acknowledge him, our God, is to talk to him, to seek him, to read the scriptures, to seek counsel of one another before we head off in directions that we think. And trust that our Heavenly Father is with us and knows what is right, even when we can't see it. Proverbs 10, and we move into the section of pithy little sayings. The first nine chapters I've read intermittently, the ones that have jumped out to me that were suitable. These now are one or two liners, and I'm going to read the first three, and may they speak to you. Proverbs 10, 1 to 3. A wise son brings a joy to his father, but a foolish son brings grief to his mother. Ill-gotten treasures have no lasting value, but righteousness delivers from death. The Lord does not let the righteous go hungry, but he thwarts the craving of the wicked. Righteousness, friends. That means a right standing, understanding our position before the Creator, understanding our relationship to one another, to have a right standing, not a negative one, not a dismissive one, not a selfish one, but a righteous standing in relationship to one another. May we be encouraged that he'll direct our paths in that way. God bless, friends. I look forward to talking to you on Wednesday, and I may begin to cut down the numbers of those listening. So if you do want to stay connected, please give me a contact each week just to say, yes, Phil, I'm listening in, and God bless, or something that's inspired you. And throughout this week, I hope to continue to hear from you. God bless. Talk to you Wednesday.